and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Capital One.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The city of Louisville will host a vigil tomorrow night for victims and survivors of yesterday's mass shooting. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
A memorial is growing outside Old National Bank in downtown Louisville.
We do pull together in a tragedy.
Police confirmed the gunman, an employee at the bank, bought the murder weapon exactly 1 week ago and used it to gun down five colleagues.
He purchased the weapon legally from one of the local dealerships here in Louisville.
The police chief said items were recovered from the suspect's home, but would not give specifics or a motive.
A shocking new survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows that one in five Americans is now affected by gun violence. CBS medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Gun violence is now the number one cause of death among kids and teens. One in 25 American kids 5 years of age today will not live to see the age of 40.
Manhattan's DA is now suing Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan over Donald Trump's indictment. Legal analyst Lori Levinson tells us why.
What Jim Jordan, who's an ally of Trump, is trying to do is to interrupt, interfere, and intimidate the Bragg prosecution of Donald Trump. That's not really a function of Congress.
Jordan says the House Judiciary Committee, which he chairs, plans to investigate the DA's handling of the Trump case while highlighting Bragg's pro-crime policies in New York. Congressional leaders are now seeing classified material found at President Biden, former President Trump, and former VP Mike Pence's homes. Here's CBS's Kami McCormick.
It's a select group of bipartisan lawmakers known as the Gang of Eight. They're now getting a look at these documents on a rolling basis. The Biden administration held a classified briefing on the documents earlier this year, but lawmakers complained that wasn't enough, and they needed to know for themselves what these materials were.
President Biden has arrived in Ireland. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is traveling with the president.
This trip will have the president meeting with the leaders of the UK and Ireland, speaking to the Irish Parliament, and giving a speech here in Belfast marking the anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement that ended decades of sectarian bloodshed.
Florida Republican Webster Barnaby is apologizing for a rant calling transgender people mutants.
I'm not afraid to address the dysphoria or the dysfunction. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, and all of your demons and all of your imps who come and parade before us.
He was addressing a bill that would criminalize using restrooms that match gender identities. On Wall Street, the Dow added about 100 points. This is CBS News.
One of the best savings rates in America is another reason banking with Capital One is the easiest decision. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention and detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay.
Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, April 12th. In Wood County, the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission is holding their public meeting at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. A regular meeting of the Waterworks and Lighting Commission will be held in their conference room at 2 p.m. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners meeting scheduled for 4 p.m. has been canceled. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee meeting will be held from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230. The City of Adams Public Works meeting will be held from 5 to 6 p.m. It's Family Fun Night, Open Art Night tonight at the McMillan Library from 6 to 7 p.m. in the All-Purpose Room. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 56. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the happier happy hour. I'm always happy when John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times come around. John, appreciate it. If you miss John, where were you in hour one? And you can always find the Devil's Advocates each and every day, civicmedia.us. Find the greatest radio show ever. It's under the Devil's Advocate Show. And look for the podcast. And that was an excellent interview. John, appreciate you coming around. We got some breaking news. Chicago, WCPT 820 AM territory. Chicago, you have been awarded the DNC. Now, Milwaukee will host the RNC. That was sort of a troll move by the Republicans because, of course, Joe Biden was supposed to come to Milwaukee in 2020. It broke my heart when the pandemic set in and there was no live Milwaukee DNC. It was like a server room. It's as close as they came to Milwaukee. And I was hopeful as a Wisconsinite, as a guy who, you know, something of a political junkie, love this stuff, do it for a living. Of course, I want to go to the party in Milwaukee for the Democrats. But the Republicans are coming here to troll us. And the Democrats are going back to the site of the 1968 Democratic Convention. Mayor Daley back then, I think it was kind of bloody and ugly. This will be a more peaceful thing, I suspect, with Joe Biden as the presumptive nominee. That assumes he runs, but I think if he runs, he's the presumptive nominee. And by the time 2024 gets here, and you may think that's forever from now, Crudy. Not really. Not really. By the whole scheme of things, I'm surprised we don't hear more about the Republican campaigns launching and ramping up. Do you realize the first Republican presidential debate is coming to my backyard, coming to Milwaukee? We'll cover it for you right here on Civic Media because we have to, because it's newsy and it's in our backyard. But that's coming up August of this year. The presidential debates start this year. The elective cycle for the presidency starts this summer. And I don't know what the weather's like where you're at, but it's like 80 now. We skip spring. We're already into summer. 844-967-2789. Oh, yeah, and it's moving day for the flagship here in Madison, Wisconsin. I'm still technically in one of the soon-to-be two Solidarity Realty studios. I'm broadcasting from the, you know, University Ave location. Me and E-Bone still hanging out at the WMDX studios. But we moved today. Civic Media moved into our new world headquarters. Shiny, new, spacious location. And it feels good, but it was a lot of work. So, you know, I'd appreciate some audience participation this hour because I'm going to need someone else to help me do a little more of the heavy lifting. So here's the number, 844-967-2789. We're going to talk about the political headlines. And this is a rando side. The worst move you ever experienced. If you had a really bad move, ours wasn't bad today. I've had some bad ones. This, you know, not so bad. But if you've ever had a god-awful move that's, what are you talking about on the radio? Today is your day. 844-967-2789. Moving day for Mad Radio. Heading to State Street, the world headquarters. So the move's already done, except the broadcast operations, we're still here. Just me and E-Bone. Like a little desert island over here on University Avenue right now. You know who else is like a little desert island? Republicans. They're wandering. They're wandering in the desert right now. Jennifer Rubin offers a piece at the Washington Post. I'd like to start here, and then we'll get to your calls at 844-967-2789. The point I think Rubin makes, conservative judicial overreach is going to cost Republicans so many electoral heartaches. I mean, Dobbs is already stinging them. What should have been a red wave historically, you know, Joe Biden wins, the Democrats win, and then the pendulum swings. And usually it's some sort of a pushback. I don't know why the American people always seem to do that. But with the Dobbs decision last June, well, that changed. It was a trickle at best, a modest majority in the House of Representatives. They didn't win back the Senate. In fact, they lost a seat if you include Fetterman. And now, the latest nationalized race was the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, something north of $40 million. Most grandiose expenditure to Wisconsin or any Supreme Court race in our nation's history, because we elect our judges here. And it burned them. Talking about the conservatives. This anti-abortion position, they lost by double digits. Well, in the meantime, a Trump judge, a Trump appointee, has overreached and tried to overturn, what, 20 years of precedent. Let's go there. Jennifer Rubin, right-wing judges may cripple the GOP. U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek's widely panned ruling blocking the FDA's approval more than 20 years ago of an effective and safe medication, mifepristone, used for both medical abortions and to treat miscarriages, is another in a string of decisions from right-wing judges that may well boomerang on the MAGA movement. The decisions have revealed its true reactionary face. Kaczmarek's opinion, and she writes in parentheticals, which the Justice Department appealed on Monday and moved to stay, displays the three telltale characteristics of Trump-appointed judges' opinions. One, contempt for the law. Sleight of hand on the facts and partisan language more appropriate to a MAGA rally than a courtroom. On the law, Kaczmarek ignored the six-year statute of limitations on FDA challenges and trashed any semblance of standing, air quotes, as Rubin writes it. Kaczmarek said, and here's a quote from his ruling, any physicians who may treat patients who have side effects from medical abortions prescribed by someone else are sufficiently injured by mifepristone to sue, writes Mark Joseph Stern for Slate. Kaczmarek's logic would simply abolish the standing requirement. Did you hear that? This guy's decision would essentially abolish the standing requirement for lawsuits against drug approvals by creating a special exemption out of thin air. As Rubin writes, this is not the law. More. Moreover, the judge's reliance on the 1873 Anti-Vice Comstock Act smacks of utter desperation to find any rationale for his desired result. The law, which included a wildly overbroad ban on mailing anything that could be used in an abortion, was an obvious government prior restraint on speech. Comstock was largely invalidated by the Supreme Court's 1965 ruling in Griswold v. Connecticut. Here's a quote. Over 60 years ago, the interpretation of the Comstock Act, endorsed by Judge Kosmarek, was already recognized as part of a bygone era, constitutional scholar Michael Dorff writes. He also notes that a December 2022 memo from the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel explained in detail that the relevant provision of the Comstock Act has long been read to forbid the mailing of materials only for illegal abortions. Federal courts held that position well before the passage of Roe v. Wade, he adds, and thus the ruling survived the Supreme Court's overturning of that law. Kasmerick's ruling also makes factual assertions that are, and I quote her, she's quoting Kate Shaw from the New York Times, an op-ed, that are scientifically baseless and infused with hostility to abortion. Kate Shaw, as mentioned, is the author of this quote. She is a constitutional scholar. And more of the quote, including that the FDA failed to consider the intense psychological trauma and post-traumatic stress women often experience from chemical abortion. Now, Rubin quotes the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists and says they lambasted the decision as inflammatory and brazenly substituting, and here's the quote, the court's judgment for that of trained professionals. I think Rubin's greater point is Trump appointees, conservative judges, often replace the science with their heartfelt opinion and somehow turn it into a legal ruling. More from Rubin. As Kasmarek's decision displays the voice of an overtly anti-abortion advocate, any pretense of judicial impartiality was dispensed with when he insisted on calling the fetus, and here's the quote, an unborn human, referring to fetal personhood and asserting that women who have abortions, and here's a quote from apparently the judge, Kasmarek, often experience shame, regret, anxiety, depression, drug abuse, and suicidal thoughts. Given that Kasmarek's decision has heaped fuel on the conflagration caused by the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Republicans might want to ponder, is this the right-wing judiciary as a whole a threat to the MAGA movement's viability? Is it? Are you kind of chopping yourselves off at the knees? I think so. Rubin obviously makes this point. I read on. It is one thing to gin up the base on invented threats from critical race theory or the great replacement theory. But when MAGA movement judges begin to inflict radically unpopular edicts on those outside the right-wing audience, that risks sparking a counter-response. A determined, broad-based movement insisted that the United States not turn the clock back on decades of social progress. Republican setbacks such as the disappointing 2022 midterms, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, etc. Let me finish her thought. Suggests that conservatives may have won the battle to stack the courts with ideologues, but might be losing the war for public opinion and ultimately electoral.
The Elks Lodge of Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday, and don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930, 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
What's that smell? You smell that? I hear that same thing every day. I'm Crust Buster Crockett, and I can tell you, I sure do smell that. That there's the sweet smell of cherry pie. That's the only thing you smell when Crockett Septic Pumper Trucks come rolling down the road to pump your septic and holding tanks. Hoo-wee! They sure do a good job keeping your system clean, and Crockett Septic can also take care of your porta-potty rentals, too. Just give them a call, 715-712-3456. Tell them Crust Buster Crockett sent you.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their pumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, I thought of Peace Frog. I thought of this Doors tune when I mentioned the 1968 DNC in Chicago. I believe that's what they were talking about. I think that's what Morrison was singing about. DNC is coming back to Chicago. I hope it's a more peaceful affair. And I especially hope the RNC in Milwaukee in 2024 is a peaceful affair. Although the political parties we will be hosting, we're going to burn it down. I'm just saying. 844-967-2789. I just want to put a bow on the Rubin piece. She effectively writes at the Washington Post an opinion piece about judicial overreach, conservative judicial overreach. And this Kaczmarek ruling on Mifepristone is legally unsound. It's very unpopular. And it's certainly going to create blowback. So just her conclusion, and then the phone calls, 844-967-2789. Appreciate the patience. Radical judges who would impose their will on modern America make themselves a target for a movement that pushes back on the court decisions and on the courts themselves. No wonder that there are rising calls for expanding the Supreme Court as well as lower courts to dilute right-wing judges' powers, limiting Supreme Court terms, and stripping jurisdiction from the Supreme Court. Support for progressive state judicial candidates, see Janet Protasiewicz in my backyard, who vow to act as a counterweight to right-wing judicial imperialism, is almost inevitable. And she won big, if I didn't mention that. Republicans cannot very well tell their appointees to cool it. They certainly cannot contain the blowback their judges unleash. The greatest irony of Donald Trump's presidency might be that the accomplishment that most thrilled right-wingers may accelerate the vanquishing of a movement that is at odds with the values and sensibilities of most Americans. Let me read that one more time slow. The greatest irony of Donald Trump's presidency might be that the accomplishment, maybe it's me, maybe reading it slow is not going to help you, the audience. I got to read it better. The irony of Donald Trump's presidency, the greatest accomplishment might be that most thrilled right-wingers may accelerate the vanquishing of a movement that is at odds with the values and sensibilities of most Americans. We saw that at the ballot box on April 4th in Wisconsin. The final sentence here from Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. The power of the judiciary itself may be one of the casualties. I hope John Roberts is listening and tuning in to the Devil's Advocates, just like you at 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth, welcome, sir. What do you got for us? Dynamo.
Oh, we got a heat wave up here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, Dynamo.
Somebody here.
I didn't make it all the way to Duluth, but I was in Minnesota last weekend, man. Still got snow up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's pretty much gone now. We've had weather in the 60s here, and now it's getting... Now we've got worries about flooding. But
Dynamo, Dave, anyway. I read something today. Before you go, I want to point out... You probably, living in Minnesota, will have a two-year greater life expectancy than I will in the state of Wisconsin, or at least those that are Medicaid eligible and aren't getting it here in the state of Wisconsin. It has dropped our life expectancy on this side of the river, Dave. I mean, isn't it scary, man, that which side of the river you live on can affect how long you live?
It is. It is. And actually, I think that's actually Scott Walker's fault. You guys could have had a high-speed rail going through your state, you know, that would have served.
Yeah, rub it in,
Chicago,
Dave.
Milwaukee, Madison. No. I'm saying he's the guy that contributed to your shortness, life span. Nothing else. Just Scott Walker being governor for how many years? 8 years?
Anyway, it felt like forever. And you know what else, Dave? I'll give him this small little nod. Talk radio is so successful in the state of Wisconsin, and we as Civic Media, we're trying to grow all across this state, Dave. But we're so successful in the state because he refuses to expand the broadband. That was one of the other things. He kicked back a lot of federal money, like Medicaid expansion. But Scott Walker refused to expand broadband. You get outside of a county with a highway running through it, I mean, Dave, I don't know how the internet is in Duluth, but in rural Wisconsin, it sucks. And it's not their fault. They're affected tremendously by decisions made by some guy who didn't want to be seen receiving money from Obama.
Yeah, it's just totally insane. You know, states like Wisconsin put more money into the federal taxpayers. You know, the citizens of Wisconsin put more money into those coffers and take out. And people like Scott Walker just don't seem to understand that.
Well, under Scott Walker's budgeting, we spent more money putting people in prison than we spent on the UW system, on the university system here in our state. And Dave, we imprison twice as many Wisconsinites as you do across the river in Minnesota. We're apparently twice the criminals you guys are, because you spend like $1.3 billion per biennium, and we're spending like $2.6 billion per biennium to incarcerate Wisconsinites, about twice as many, Dave. So don't come over here. We're criminals.
Well, my brother lives there. He's lived there since 78. But in Racine, I visit him all the time. But I know I love Wisconsin. But the thing is, do they have like a lot of private prisons in Wisconsin? You know,
the
corporate prisons that are trying to make money?
Well, yeah. Scott Walker did, and Scott Walker keeps coming back to the former loser governor of the state of Wisconsin. He was a grandiose recipient, Dave, of CCA, I think was the company. The private prison industry gave a lot of money to Scott Walker when he was a state lawmaker, before he was even Milwaukee County executive. And Scott Walker actually is one of his few claims to fame is, I believe it's called Truth in Sentencing. It basically kept Wisconsinites in prison longer. And of course, he famously, as the governor, failed to pardon any Wisconsinite for any single crime. Zero pardons. By contrast, the Democratic governor, Tony Evers, I think he's up to something approaching 900, a state record. Trying to keep people out of prison. Come back. More Devil's Advocates will keep you out of jail, at least till 6. Blood in
the
streets of Jonah,
Chicago. The Shah one. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin Rapids is participating in No Mow May again this year. This resolution temporarily relieves property owners of lawn maintenance standards for the month of May. It also gives native pollinators food during the early season. You can participate without registering. If you would like a No Mow May sign, please stop in the mayor's office at City Hall and then keep them from year to year. After 86 years of serving students, Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University is closing at the end of this spring semester. President Dan Schultz cites falling enrollment, the COVID-19 pandemic, and an ongoing need for more resources. The school will offer some resources this summer to help students close to finishing graduation requirements and is working with other local universities for students who want to transfer their credits. About a third of undergrads at Cardinal Stritch are Pell Grant recipients, which are awarded to those most in need. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pet of the Week is brought to you by the Kellner Club and the Southwood County Humane Society. What can you expect at the Kellner Club? Of course, cold beer and good drinks. Music, too. It's always a blast. Kellner Club is the headquarters of Midwest Nice, the place where you get together with friends and meet new ones, too. The kind that are happy to see the millionth photo you took of your dog. Adopt, then stop and show your new friends at the Kellner Club a picture of your new pet. Kellner Club, 4111 80th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows of aloft around 56. Tonight, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 81. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Clear skies again. Tomorrow night, 56. Upper 70s. Thursday, turning cooler. Friday, with highs in the mid-70s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
844-967-2789 against my better judgment. Welcome to Tuesday's edition, CJ.
Why, thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Hey, congratulations on moving.
Oh, it was a little bit of work, man. Where were you? CJ, you're a big guy, man. You could help me carry some couches and stuff.
I would have, too. Then you would have kicked me out of there, but
I'd have thrown some beer your way at the end, man. That, you know, I would have been good for some beer, CJ.
I'm looking forward to having a couple with you. But, you know, I just got to tell you, if you were going to bring up Bragg, there's so much I'd love to discuss with you. You know, how you misrepresent the fact that Democrats don't care about the baby the day before it's born.
Sure they do.
And, you know,
20-week abortion ban was the law of the land in the state of Wisconsin before Roe v. Wade was overturned. Tony Evers is trying to restore that same status for women. That would be a 20-week abortion ban.
Have you seen a 20-week ultrasound?
Yeah, I've seen my kids. I remember, and we chose, you know, to carry our kids to term, but... You know what? I'm not there to tell some other woman who may have had later medical complications or a number of things could have happened, CJ.
Okay. So you're, but see, the Democrats and Chuck Schumer voted on the floor of the Senate with no restrictions all the way up to the day before the baby was born.
Well, I saw Mark Jefferson for the Republican Party said they should have made that argument in the case of Dan Kelly, but the failure to do so left Dan Kelly very vulnerable to accusations
See, Rudy,
I never lie.
Truth about what Republicans believe. Okay.
I'm just reading the article out of the Journal Sentinel, CJ. Read a paper, man.
Until Lindsey Graham's right. Until the Republicans define what their restrictions are, and I certainly have evolved on this. If you wanted to know my limitations, I'd tell you, but I kind of agree with Lindsey Graham.
Anyone that says I kind of agree with Lindsey Graham's in trouble from the get-go, CJ, but let's try to find some common ground. Let's find some common ground.
State where the Republicans should fall. And that was 16 weeks, and also include the rights for rape and incest, and that's kind of where I hope that it lands, but
Wait. So you would
decide now?
Let me ask you.
And that's what I mean. You misrepresent what the actual issue is, and you do it very successfully.
But I'm not trying to misrepresent. I'm trying to understand you, CJ. Slow down for a second. Did I hear you say that you think that there should be an abortion ban after 16 weeks, and there should be a exception for, let's say, rape? Incest, or is it fair to say health of the mother, if the mother's life is in...
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's what you're for, CJ.
Well, that's what I think. There has to be...
I would share your opinion in a lot of ways, CJ. I'm not here to split or knit any picks. But what I would say is that's not the law of the state of Wisconsin.
What's your limitation?
My limitation is...
How many weeks?
Well, it's certainly beyond a complete abortion ban like the 1849 law. And you know what? Quite frankly, I'm not a medical professional.
You stated it. What's your limit?
Point of viability.
When you won't state it.
You know, it continues to go down because we are seeing that the point of viability has gone down through medical science. What's that?
What's your limitation?
Medical viability. When the child can live on its own outside the fetus or outside the womb.
How many weeks?
I don't know, man. Ask an OBGYN, CJ. I don't know why we got to argue these points. You told me there is a reasonable compromise. I would meet you at 16 weeks and those exceptions. And I'm not an OBGYN, and I'm not a woman, nor are you, CJ. But I'm not trying to cast that upon you. That is the reality in the state of Wisconsin. We are under an 1849 abortion ban. No exceptions for rape or incest. And the last gubernatorial candidate, if you'll recall, on the Republican side, was with like 9% of Wisconsinites that think that's the right balance. And when Republicans bring forth what they call moderation, which would be a simple exception, but would not restore legal rights to abortion up to 16 weeks or any other time frame unless you're willing to go and report that, what, your uncle raped you? That you're an incest victim? And then you get your pass to get the abortion, CJ? So I'm not trying to cast your opinion for you. I actually think your opinion in this case, and it's a rarity, CJ, is somewhat reasoned. 844-967-2789. Let's leave it at that for now. Steven from Green Bay. Steven, appreciate you calling and listening. What do you got for us?
Well, I won't be as difficult as your last caller, I promise.
No one could be.
But I will say this. It is a good day for people like me in the state of Wisconsin. And, I just want to send my condolences to CJ, who was probably a little vexed that he keeps getting swallowed up by the blue wave that keeps resurfacing through the state every election cycle. I can imagine how frustrating that probably is for him.
Well, Stephen, I'm sure you recall what it felt like to, you know, be on the losing end of the Scott Walker recall or the 14 election or the 18 election. Pardon me, 14 election. Anytime Scott Walker got elected, I was disappointed. But the worm turns eventually. And I really think that if this is where Republicans want to stake their position, Stephen, against the will of Wisconsinites, against the will of Americans, it's going to be a lot more electoral losses, man. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you 100%. Now, I'm going to age myself a little bit here, and not the way you think I am. Actually, when Walker was elected, I was not old enough to vote, so I had no say-so in that race. But I will say now, I do have a voice, and unfortunately, the Republicans have nothing to offer. And I think the Republicans know they have nothing to offer. And that's why their tactic is division. And, you know, people are starting more and more every day to become more educated when it comes to politics. And that's also not very good for the Republican Party because, as Donald Trump said himself, they bank on their voters not being educated. So those two things mixed with a whole cocktail of other stuff, I think it's going to be a very sad time in history to be a Republican.
Well, Stephen, I think you're right, and I appreciate your call and your listening. And, you know, they need to take a differing tack. That's, you do the same thing, you expect a differing result. Well, the landscape has changed, so they are getting differing results, and they're losing. They're on the losing end. And these aren't coin flip elections. These are ass-kicking, you got your lunch handed to you kind of elections. Right, Dan Kelly? And again, you cannot spell Kelly without two L's. 844-967-2789. Aaron, listening in Minnesota. How you doing, Aaron? Welcome.
Good. Thank you. I would submit to you that two callers ago, he's actually pro-choice, even though he sounds like he's pro-life.
He's pro-choice. He's very conservative, and he's a frequent flyer. He comes around, and we've known this guy for years. I think he believes most of what he says. But it's generally opposition to whatever the Democratic position is. And I don't think that any, I don't know any Democrats that are, you know, for abortion up to the point of birth. And quite frankly, most Republicans have some reasonableness in them and are willing to find some point of compromise, be it 16 weeks and exceptions for rape or incest. I think, Aaron, I think if that was the line in the sand, I think most Americans could live with that. But we don't find compromise anymore, do we, buddy?
No, we don't. That's the whole problem. You're all on one side or all on the other. There's no moderation. There's no moderates. Or the ones who are moderates or independents or independent moderates or moderate Democrats, moderate Republicans, yes, they're getting fewer and fewer by the day, month, year. It's insanely absurd. But I would submit to you this, and the reason why I really called was about the abortion drug.
Yes, sir.
Now, if somebody mentioned this before, I might have missed it. I didn't catch the whole show today, but let me say this. I would submit to you that if this right-wing judge is making a decision to outlaw this, and it's going to effectively affect the whole country, isn't he really affecting in the long run, maybe not in the immediate term, but in the long term, isn't he affecting his pharmaceutical companies who pay for these lobbyists to to lobby and throw tons of money into right-wing agenda politics. Isn't he really hurting the right-wing pharmaceutical executives and the right-wing pharmaceutical companies by outlawing the drug?
Maybe in because some small way, but Aaron, I don't think the industry in and of itself, and I think they have been supportive of trying to keep this very safe 20-year established medicine on the market. But rarely do I defend the pharmaceutical industry, but I don't think this is about bottom line profits. I don't think they're making so much per dose that it's about the money in this case. This is clearly about someone inserting their religious opinion into a legal decision, and it's just horse, you know what, Aaron. If you read it, it's horrible.
Granted, but don't you think it would set the precedence for other drugs? Like, okay, I know, was it your show I heard you guys talking yesterday about, okay, now we're going to outlaw Viagra. Maybe it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. But really, when you think about it, is it? Is it? Viagra has side effects. Gabapentin, if you take it for nerve pain or epilepsy or seizures, gabapentin, the generic name for Neurontin, can have side effects. We can go on and on and on, right? All these meds have side effects. So effectively, can that set the precedence, though, for future drugs to be outlawed?
Oh, absolutely, Aaron. Absolutely. For ridiculous. And even as Jennifer Rubin and I shared, and Aaron, thank you so much for listening on KTNF 950 AM, the progressive voice of Minnesota. But Jennifer Rubin talked about, you know, it was beyond the statute of limitations. They don't really have standing. These people that filed these lawsuits aren't really harmed by the mifepristone. In fact, they may not even be the people that prescribed it. 844-967-2789. Another friend across the river, Amy in Minneapolis. Welcome, Amy. What do you got for us?
Hi there. I was interested in your idea, sort of compromise.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I don't think of my bodily integrity should be like a bargaining chip.
No, fair enough. I completely
and
understand that, Amy.
I read the Post and the Times and the New Yorker online, and you read stories now of women who've paid for these, you know, horrendously expensive assisted technology things to get pregnant, and they get things like their water bursts, and they were turned away in Florida and in Texas. The chance of those babies at a certain point in the pregnancy actually surviving to be actually born, it's like nil.
Yeah.
And they were forced to carry them, and they both nearly died. And they told them, well, you know, if you start to, you know, you should hopefully stop bleeding profusely in a couple of hours, but if it starts again, come back. How many times? And they practically died. One of them lost half the blood in her body. And other things happen in pregnancies, too.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Got him to talk about the health of the mother, and he said, yes, that would also be an exception. But that is not the current law in the state of Wisconsin. We have a ban on abortions, an 1849 law. And Amy, I certainly, and I feel properly admonished, but the remedy, at least in our state, coming from the fact it's illegal now, probably will have to be, well, could be struck down by the courts, but that's going to put us in a different sort of constitutional chaos. But there may have to be a legislative compromise reached. And if we ever get the fair maps, if they ever overturn the most partisan gerrymandered maps in America, the ones we suffer under here in the state of Wisconsin, well, we would talk about a legislative compromise. But Amy, I feel properly admonished. I certainly don't want to negotiate away your rights as a human being and a woman. It's your body. I get that, Amy. So my bad. 844-967-2789. Those that listen long enough know I'm occasionally insensitive. Danny from Watertown, welcome.
Yeah, one thing that's always troubled me is why, if they're going to argue against abortion, do they always ask the why? And I think of a hearing that was taking place in our legislature in the Senate, because Alberta Darling brought in like this wackadoodle internet guy, and then I don't know what he said, but you know, the arguments of like abortion causes breast cancer and all these things that they're telling. I mean, the whole idea of fetal heartbeat is baloney, because you don't really have a heart beating the way after, they claim. I mean, they always use these falsehoods. They don't have facts to back them up, and then they go to lying.
Well, and you probably heard Dom and I arguing about faith the other day. You know, if their premise starts with some sort of faith in God and Jesus, and they believe that God decided, and therefore, I think they try to find justification legally or whatever the case may be, Danny, but really what they're trying to accomplish is what their faith tells them, of course.
So it's okay to lie.
Well, you know, it's strange to me that, you know, there are, what do they call them, pregnancy care clinics or something, where they will perform ultrasounds and they will expose the pregnant person to this you know, fetal tissue within them, but they don't actually provide any sort of abortive care. And in fact, many times they give misleading information, healthcare information and other information, tell people how much they'll regret that. And, you know, my understanding is there is no evidence to support that is the case.
Correct. They're evil, and they are like, a woman will come in and they will thwart her efforts to her freedom. They will do everything they can to deny her choice. They will lie. They'll say, oh, there's nothing available. We can't see anything here, so come back in 2 weeks when it's past her 6 weeks or whatever the limit is in that state. I mean, they're atrocious. And the tax dollars are going to support these clinics, which are anything but. They provide no health care. They are like anti-health care centers.
No, Danny, I know. Appreciate your call and your listenership. I was at a Wisconsin State Capitol, a committee hearing, And they were trying to defund Planned Parenthood. This was while Scott Walker was still the governor, and there was a gerrymandered Republican legislature, so they controlled the committee and the flow of the testimony and all that kind of stuff. And at one point, there was someone that testified about services provided to men by Planned Parenthood, testicular cancer screenings and different STD screening sort of care. And a very contemptuous Republican state senator, Chris Kapinga, and he can hear me in his district on WAUK 540 AM, but Chris Kapinga couldn't even believe that any men were served. And I think the number was something north of 6,000. And we have seen a reduction in just even the general health care that is provided by Planned Parenthood. And, of course, they defund these organizations, as Danny mentioned, under false pretense, often under false pretense. 844-967-2789. Gene, listening perhaps on KTNF 950 AM. Welcome from St. Paul, Gene.
Correct. That is what I am listening through. Thank you very much for taking my call. I know that calling in to radio shows isn't really going to change anybody's mind, but I just want to put some facts out there. Since Tennessee has banned abortion, the increase of suicides among pregnant Tennessee women has gone up 6%. Women are literally dying because of the right wing. And the right wing is incredibly hypocritical. In Israel, the access to abortion is widespread. It is free. It is funded by money and that the government has, and the government of Israel gets, I think, $4 billion a year from the United States. So these right-wingers' taxes are paying for abortions. They just happen to be in another country.
Hmm.
In the Jewish religion, it is the case that human life is believed to begin when a baby takes its first breath, which means it's out of the womb and it starts breathing. And the banning of abortion for Jewish women then in states like Florida is religious discrimination. So, I don't think anybody's mind is going to be changed by the facts, but I think the amount of disinformation that the right wing continually vomits out on people is terribly distressing.
But Gene,
and
Gene, I cut you only short because we're short on time. I don't think people are being fooled any longer. I mean, look at the electoral outcome here in the state of Wisconsin, our Supreme Court race. This was effectively a blowout. People want these rights restored, and I think gerrymandering and you know, mass shootings and differing things probably factored in, but there is no doubt it was the Dobbs ruling. It was the loss of the rights. And here in the state of Wisconsin, Gene, abortion is illegal for the first time in my lifetime.
Yeah. And I would just say, God love you for having this discussion, but even having to listen to you and CJ talk was just enraging to me, because as a woman, I'm sick of hearing men talk about whether or not I should have certain rights and when, even when they are supportive of me. Do you know what I mean?
Gene, you got to listen to our friends Kristen Bryan, Jane Mantineer, As Goes Wisconsin. I know you're on the wrong side of the river, but get this civic media app. I am certainly not the only voice around here. We do have some female voices. They represent.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that,
As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5.